This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. This one's for all you Clive Cussler fans out there, but the first question is, how many of you actually are there? Bristol Bay Productions decided to make a movie out of Cussler's novel Sahara. The idea was to turn Cussler Films into a franchise that would make Dirk Pitt as popular as Indiana Jones. Although the film ended up earning $122 million, it cost more than $240 million to make, and the lawsuit started even before the film hit the theaters. Bristol Bay sued Cussler, claiming he had pegged his book sales at 100 million readers, while the figure was closer to 40 million, and Cussler sued Bristol Bay for failing to get his approval of the screenplay. A California jury found that Cussler had misrepresented his readership, but that didn't cause Bristol Bay's losses. Unlike the movie, the lawsuits have had sequels, with Cussler and Bristol Bay continuing to sue one another. So Clive Cussler has done a lot to keep his readers on the edge of their seats. He's also done a lot to keep his lawyers on the edge of their suits. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.